This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Two dead, one injured in Foul Bay stabbing. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport pleased with the announcement that funds are available for PSV switch to electric. The DLP says Barbadians have grown wary over plans to demolish the National Stadium. The tax filing season begins with officials urging Barbadians to take advantage of tax clinics. U.S. President Trump is set to escalate global trade tensions with Liberation Day tariffs on trading partners. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Two men are dead and another is in hospital after an incident at Foul Bay St. Philip last night. Police Public Relations Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite says around 11:18 p.m., officers were notified of an altercation at Foul Bay. Police officers arrived at the scene and found two bodies with multiple stab wounds. Starcom Network News also understands that a third man who had been involved in the incident turned up at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital seeking medical treatment for injuries. He's in police custody while receiving treatment. The police are appealing for assistance of anyone who has information on the matter.
The police at the operations control received a report from a male who stated that he was involved in an altercation with another male at Foul Bay Beach, St. Philip, and the other male was injured. The police at District C Station responded to the area, conducted a search, and discovered the lifeless bodies of two males with multiple stab wounds. A medical doctor visited the scene, examined both bodies, and pronounced the death of both persons. Investigations are continuing into the matter.
Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport says they're pleased with the announcement that funding is available for public service vehicles to transition from fuel to electric. Energy Minister Senator Lisa Cummins says the resources would be made available through fund access to finance the transition. Chairman of the Alliance Roy Raphael says about 20 of their members are ready to make the change.
I would say yes, we are all excited. It's a step in the right direction. As you know, that we have been advocating for this $3 million that was promised by the government. We did have a meeting with the minister. We are proposing to start as soon as they are ready. But I would say generally we have a little over 20 of our members are ready to take on the challenge of a new electric vehicle project that should be coming on stream by the end of this year.
He said the rollout would come in two phases and that commuters would benefit significantly from the transition.
We propose that the project will be in two phases. The first phase of the project will see new electric vehicles or hybrid. In the second phase, we should see any form of renewable energy. But this first stage, we propose only new vehicles. One of the persons that we can see benefiting from the owners is our clientele, which is the passengers, because you will see that we will not be approaching the government for increase of bus fare, but we should see RPSC working longer hours because of the fact that we don't have to look for this a lot of diesel in order to make it happen.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. The opposition Democratic Labour Party wants government to tell the country when construction of the new national stadium will begin. At a press conference yesterday, Sports Minister Charles Griffith announced that demolition of the stadium will begin on April 15th. But DLP spokesperson for sports, Dawn Marie Armstrong, was critical of the announcement, saying that Barbadians are tired of continuous statements made over the years.
I think the Barbadian public is growing or has grown wary, whichever comes first, of, you know, these sweeping statements made by ministers. I'm pretty sure that the demolition was supposed to occur some years now. I really do hope that the minister is able to back up his claims of, I guess, tearing down and hopefully building back up, because the stadium has been in such a state for such a long time. We really need to know when exactly the work will begin. But we already know that the Prime Minister said the big works come through her. So I don't know if she has to give the say-so on when the construction of the new stadium is supposed to start.
She said it's about time that some attention is paid to facilities to prepare athletes for major sports events.
Unfortunately, we haven't been able to host the Carifta Games for several years now. And I do think that with the young athletes heading off to compete in this year's version of the game, we really need to get them on the right track in preparing for any future meets that are to come. You know, I really speak with you with a heavy heart at this point because I myself, as an avid sports fanatic and, you know, no sports professional, I definitely do feel that we are tired of, I guess, the go and come, the, you know, the excuse after excuse about why there is no national stadium. And I do think the work is forthcoming at this point in time.
DLP spokesperson for sports, Dawn Marie Armstrong. However, Sports Minister Charles Griffith revealed that construction will commence soon after the demolition, with the project to be completed in just over 2 years.
All right, it is supposed to take, I believe, 26, 29 months. That is the proposed timelines in relation to start to finish. And we were talking at a meeting recently and we were promised Chinese speed on this. So therefore, if we come in a little ahead of that, it is fine. But the timelines that we are expecting is 26 months from start to finish.
Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. The Barbados Revenue Authority yesterday officially launched the 2024 tax filing season, with personal income tax returns now available online through TAMIS. The deadline for submitting 2024 personal income tax returns is April 30th, 2025. Senior Manager Carolyn Williams-Gale told Starcom Network that Barbadians should take advantage of tax clinics.
They will be held at Queen's Park Steel Shed from Mondays to Saturdays, and those at Queen's Park Steel Shed will be from April 1st to May 2nd. And on Saturdays, the four Saturdays in April, will be at Rice's Resource Center, St. Philip, Valley Resource Center, St. George, Briar Hall Resource Center, Christchurch, and the BRA Whole Town Office. And again, the Queen's Park Steel Shed will be open on Saturdays. For the last two Saturdays in April, the Bridge Street Mall, our Bridge Street Mall location, will be open to assist persons as well.
Senior Manager, Headquarters Services at the Barbados Revenue Authority, Carolyn Williams-Gale. Government is being urged to enact legislation to ensure investors give back to communities and sectors in and around their developments. Speaking at the Ideas Forum for St. Thomas, resident Senator Gregory Nichols said the move would ensure maximum benefits for residents.
Create planning obligations for developers, and they don't have to be developing in any particular area. So if somebody's building or wants to build a large hotel or something like that, give them an obligation that they have to buy X amount of local produce from the farmers in the communities around the development. They can't escape it. Rather than giving them a tax incentive to incentivize them under the Tourism Development Act, let us expand the categories for incentives so that if you put in infrastructure, it could be even a sporting club, develop a playing field, develop a swimming pool to teach young people how to swim, and those things. Use the legislation, the legal framework to create obligations for people who want to develop and invest in Barbados, to build out economic opportunities for people who live in the communities so that they can sustain themselves from one generation to the next.
Senator Gregory Nichols. And finally, U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to impose sweeping new reciprocal tariffs on global trading partners today, upending decades of rules-based trade, risking cost increases and likely drawing retaliation from all sides. Details of Trump's Liberation Day tariff plans were still being formulated and closely held ahead of a White House Rose Garden announcement ceremony scheduled for 4 p.m. The new duties are due to take effect immediately after Trump announces them, while a separate 25% global tariff on auto imports will take effect on April 3rd. Mr. Trump said his reciprocal tariff plans are a move to equalize generally lower U.S. tariff rates with those charged by other countries and counteract their non-tariff barriers that disadvantage U.S. exports. Recapping the headlines. Two dead, one injured in a Foul Bay stabbing, that is. Alliance owners of public transport pleased with announcement that funds are available for PSV switch to electric. The DLP says Barbadians have grown wary over plans to demolish the national stadium. The tax filing season begins with officials urging Barbadians to take advantage of tax clinics, and U.S. President Trump is set to escalate global trade tensions with Liberation Day tariffs on trading partners. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.